Hey, it's Menachem Seiderson. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of What's a Jew to Do? Another detail with shoes on Shabbos. Yesterday we talked about having Shabbos shoes. So you're allowed to wear shoes outside of an Erev on Shabbos, just like you can wear any clothing outside of an Erev on Shabbos. Although to say you can wear any clothing is not really true. There are rules to what clothing you can wear and can't wear outside of an Erev. But the general idea is that as long as you're not carrying it, you are wearing it. That's what you have to define. But then it's okay to take it outside of an Erev. So obviously a pair of shoes is fine. You're allowed to wear a pair of shoes outside of the Erev. However, what about shoelaces? Your shoelaces, ideally, the poskim say, should be tied before leaving the Erev. You should not walk outside with untied shoelaces. There's what to rely on if you do, but ideally they should definitely be tied. Also, one should not go outside of an Erev on Shabbos with slippers that could easily fall off, like a flip-flop. That would also be inappropriate because if they often do fall off, you might come to carry them. So you should only go out wearing shoes that are going to stay on your feet snugly. You also shouldn't go outside of an Erev on Shabbos wearing only one shoe, because again, if you're only wearing one, you might easily come to take it off.
Thanks for joining me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.